Hey, buddy, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on hour number one here on this Monday, January 27th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have any questions you'd like me to ask Missy, she'll be coming on in the next half hour from 10 to 10:30. Just text me again, 231-360-5140, and I'll be sure to get her questions, your questions answered of her. Officer Rick reporting in for duty a little late this morning, busy at school, being a school cop in Genesee County. Greatly appreciate him always giving us a sound check on Simple Radio, loud and clear. Again, want to remind you, there's a couple of ways to listen to the show. If you don't live in the 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan listening area, we go basically to Charlevoix, just south of Gaylord, over toward Alpena, all of northern Michigan's northern lower peninsula, and roughly about the eastern third of the UP. Right up I-75 all the way to Sault Ste. Marie. Greatly appreciate you guys listening on 97.7 FM. We also have two websites, one for the show, dedicated to the show, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the radio station's website, WCHYthecallletters.us. And then, of course, two phone apps. You can download the free apps, Tune In, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the Tune In app and search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. For the radio station, Simple Radio, two words, capital S, capital R. Download Simple Radio and then search for the call letters WCHY. We're constant hits of yesteryear. You can listen to us on demand anytime for this show. Simply go to the show's website again, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, and listen on demand anytime. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Greg's asking, how is Miss Vicky doing? Slow but surely, she's getting better and stronger every day. She had a major surgery on Thursday, brought her home from the hospital on Friday, and had a real nice recovery weekend, getting a little stronger each day. And greatly appreciate all your prayers and everybody thinking about her. One of the things that we are looking at here, too, is the process of selecting this new chair for the party. And again, you have to understand the process. County conventions are this Thursday night at 7 p.m. If you are a precinct delegate, you've already received a call to convention. You have to come to the convention this Thursday at 7 p.m. Where is it? That is for you to find out from your local county chapter of the Republican Party. Reach out to the chair. Reach out to people in the know that you know are involved in the party. Find out, and you need to go and attend this convention. But Trucker, I'm not a precinct delegate. No, you're not yet. But there are vacancies available that need to be filled. Now, I'm not sure, based on your township, city, village, ward, district, area, I'm not really sure how your county is broken up, but I'm sure there's plenty of vacancies available. Now, maybe if in your township all of your delegates are duly elected, participating, double check with the chair to make sure that they're showing up at these conventions. A chair of a county party can replace a duly elected precinct delegate if that delegate is not showing up for their required constitutionally called county convention. It happens all the time. Sometimes people get sick. Sometimes people even die. We had a lady die in Central Lake, precinct delegate. Well, we replaced her with another individual. That's number one. Number two, not every position is filled. And your county parties need precinct delegates in order to vote at these county conventions. So again, I highly, highly beg, plead with you to go to your county convention this Thursday at 7 p.m. and attend that convention. After the convention is over, raise your hand, be recognized by the chair, and ask if there's a vacancy in your area that you would like to voluntarily serve as precinct delegate. You'll see at the county conventions the process of putting forward candidates to go to the state convention February 21st, 22nd in Detroit. That's very important because they will have a vote as to who gets to be the next chair and co-chair of the Republican Party and the direction that the party is going to go based on whoever becomes the next chair. So very, very important for you to do that. Greatly appreciate if you consider doing it. If you have any questions, you can call or give me a text after the show, and I can explain it to you. Even help you find who your county chair is and where your county convention is going to be held. One interesting story I saw out of Lansing over the weekend, this came out actually late on Friday. Attorney General Dana Nessel was at an in-person roundtable discussion on human trafficking. One of the topics came up was prostitution, sex, exchange for money. Well, during the conversation, she said that she's investigated so many elected officials who solicited sex workers over the years that she doesn't see legislation passing anytime soon, even if they escalated the penalties for solicitation of sex work. So to get some of these same people to pass laws to create more significant penalties for the solicitation of sex is going to be almost an impossibility. I've just come to see this time and time again while serving as Michigan's Attorney General, said Nessel. For that and other reasons, she told State Representative Kelly Breen, Democrat from Novi, that she thinks many of her colleagues would never allow this type of legislation to pass. Well, Breen said those were Nessel's snarky remarks, without making specific mention of which elected officials are being investigated or naming the party affiliation of those that she thinks would block that and other legislation regarding human trafficking. Nessel and Breen both said, however, the newly announced House Judiciary Committee Chair, Sarah Leitner, is someone about whom they have nothing bad to say. And Nessel said she's actually reached out to set up meetings with Sarah Leitner, the new House Judiciary Committee chairperson. One of the participants at the roundtable, Kalamazoo County Prosecutor Jeff Getting, said his department is catching people who arrange to have sex with an undercover minor. And Getting said that people they catch are not always who they expect. In one case, actually, the person soliciting the sex was a police officer. Okay. Attorney General Nessel asked him what the challenges are in prosecuting those perpetrators or solicitors at the local level. Getting said there are layers to it to start off with. First, his team looks at instances of arrests regarding drug abuse, thefts, driving while intoxicated to seeing if there's more underlying issues that eventually lead to human trafficking, solicitation from sex workers, and other crimes. Then, since the process of testifying in court or being involved in a prosecution process often re-traumatizes the victim, his team has to allow time for the victim to go through a healing period to make sure that it's not premature for them to speak out. Oftentimes, the people who are relying on to moving these cases forward aren't ready to go because many times the victims end up abusing substances, drugs. Fear of violence or intimidation to them or to their family members, along with all the things that go into being a victim, getting them to a place where they now go from victim to survivor takes time and is a necessary step before forcing them to testify. Getting added that the necessary time to heal sometimes means that the case is no longer viable because memories aren't reliable, evidence is lost, and many times the statutes of limitations run out. Prosecutor Gettings said that this is one of the hardest crimes to prosecute. Back in the 1990s, he doesn't remember the word human trafficking ever being used to describe this crime. We have to look at all the things that we were able to accomplish over the years and to get people thinking about these crimes in a different way. But according to Nestle, no stronger laws are coming because of the legislators actually soliciting sex. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill, let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Again, any questions that you may have for Missy from My Pure Health Solutions coming up in the next half hour, text them to me, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate that. One of the things that you have to understand is that this process has been going on forever down in Lansing. This is, without a doubt, a problem, but obviously history has shown that it is continuing, ongoing, and the legislators are not going to do anything about it. So, my opinion is very simple. I don't care if they're a state rep or a state senator, lieutenant governor, don't care. If they solicit a sex worker and the worker is willing to come forward, you need to prosecute the case. Now, one of the things that you have to understand is that there's pending charges lingering over previous state representative Neil Friske. Dana Nessel has not brought forth any charges. Many claim that it was a political hit job. Well, perhaps it was, perhaps it wasn't. But we need to know if these charges are coming, if they're moving forward. Another Republican that she's held hostage is Lee Chatfield. Looking into charges against him, waiting to see if there's going to be any, waiting to hear what's happening with the case. Again, not charging Democrats, only charging Republicans. This attorney general is one of the most biased attorney generals that I can ever remember. But found it to be an interesting story. Again, her talking at a round table with prosecutors and others on Friday. And the bottom line for her, for certain reasons, Nessel said that the point of trauma-informed, victim-centered approach to take care of the victims and their needs that can lead to them becoming a survivor. Any prosecutions, if they choose to participate, will come later. The prosecutor Getting said that there's room for victims' advocates, health department representatives, and others that are willing to help women through the trauma of human trafficking and sex crimes. Look at what we've accomplished in a short period of time. Now we must build on this momentum and truly try to do something to change laws here in the state of Michigan. So greatly appreciate the story. Again, the problem is with the laws. And we have to look at who is actually responsible for passing these laws. And maybe we need some new representatives. We're looking at the possibility of this happening next election, 2026. Additionally, I think it comes from the top. I think one of the governor candidates needs to make this an issue, advocate for it, and demand it from the state legislators. Maybe, just maybe, if a governor demands that they do something about it, maybe something will change. But we'll have to wait and see. Short little story. Some good information coming to Presque County, specifically in Onaway. State of Michigan has decided that they are going to spend some money in the state to promote small businesses, help them increase their projects, their current company operations. Presque Isle Sawmill to get a $130,000 grant. Presque Isle County Company was expected to get $130,000 from the Michigan Business Development Program performance-based grant from the Michigan Strategic Fund to expand and modernize. Precision Hardwoods in Onaway said they will be spending $12 million to expand and modernize the facility by adding a 45,000-square-foot sawmill to offer more customized wood products for their customers. The expansion is going to add 18 jobs to the area. Today, we're announcing good-paying jobs in Presque Isle County as we build on our statewide economic momentum. We are grateful to Precision Hardwoods for expanding in Michigan, and I look forward to working with my partners in the legislature to continue creating Michigan jobs, growing Michigan industries, and investing in our Michigan communities, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Mike Sturgill, owner of Precision Hardwoods, says the company has received a lot of support from the MEDC and MDART. With this opportunity, we will not only invest in the future of the lumber industry, but our local community by creating and retaining meaningful employment opportunities that will empower individuals and strengthen our economy. Congratulations, Mike Sturgill. Good job. Expanding in Onaway. Missy, in the next half hour, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising.